Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 16, 2017. Stages of spiritual attainment. Question: what are the main stages of the spiritual path of a Kabbalist, beginning from the awakening of the question about the meaning of life until entering spirituality? Answer: in general, the question about the meaning of life arises in a person very early, at the ages of 5 to 10. But until he searches for an answer to it and finds a teacher, he could already be 30 to 35 years old. To understand what it means to realize the meaning of life, we might go through at least another 5-10 years. As a rule, it is more, 15 or even 20 years. Therefore, a period of 25 to 30 years is considered to be a normal preparation period for entering into the upper world. It all depends on what age this happens. Beyond that, his guiding star will lead the person. Question: does the awakening of a person depend on the root of his soul? Answer: certainly, otherwise he would not find this way. How much time it will take him depends on the general state of the entire system that is advancing toward correction and how he is required for it. A person is a small part of the system, and it determines his appearance in this world and movement toward the goal. It is up to the person to do everything that he can, and how this will happen no longer depends on him because the entire path is divided into stages: knowledge, understanding, and attainment. Sensory attainment is the longest stage, after which awareness follows. This is not just talking about knowledge and comprehension, but recognition of the system that a person discovers in feeling, understanding its intelligence, fully internalizing all of its connections, and working with it as a partner of the Creator. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 29th of January 2017. Manage your donkey. Question: it often happens that a person seems to be properly educated, but his inner self still prevails. Are we born with something that cannot be influenced? Answer: we should educate a person so that he correctly interact with his inner evil. We shouldn't teach him anything but how to manage the evil side, to sit on his donkey, egoism, as a rider sits astride a horse and controls it. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, January 8, 2017. A Kabbalist's books. Question: a Kabbalist's development includes three phases: knowledge, understanding, and attainment. You found your teacher in 1979 and 2 years later you began to write books. What stage of development were you at then? Answer: at the initial phase, of course, at the stage of knowledge. Question: does that mean that it is possible to write such wonderful books as The System of the Creation even before reaching the level of attainment? Answer: I had not yet reached the internal attainment in which you discover the system and feel it internally. I had a certain revelation but not attainment. Besides, I wrote what I felt, what I discovered in the books of Balhasulam. I simply wrote my internal impression of his writings. But the fourth book, Attaining the Worlds Beyond, which is based on Shamati, already had passed through me. Comment: Balhasulam wrote for 30 to 40 years of his life. Surely his attainment constantly changed? Answer: it is hard to speak about people who even in their initial attainments were much higher than us. Question: does that mean that special sparks break through a person into the world even if he is not in attainment? Answer: yes, it depends on the person. I wouldn't write such books today because they contain too much information, too many impressions, feelings, and attainments. I wouldn't be able to describe everything so naively today. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 29th of January 2017. What is the soul? Question: what is the soul? Answer: a person has many desires through which he feels the entire world and himself. However, Among them, there is such a part of the common desire that feels the Creator. It is called the soul. Question: where is this desire, this soul? After all, if we ask an ordinary person about this, he would say, "The desire is within me, I desire." Answer: and if we replace his heart, will he have the same desires? When a heart transplant was first performed, everyone thought that it would result in a completely different person, but nothing like this happened, nothing changed. This means that desires are not in the heart. The heart just reacts to them, and therefore we associate our desires with it. I think that if we transplant a head, we'll discover that in it there are no desires, not even thoughts. Desires are outside of a person. They can be divided into two parts, egoistic and altruistic. In the egoistic desires, I feel myself and our entire world. However, there is a possibility to partially transform egoistic desires into altruistic ones. In them, I will love others, but I will love truly, not just in words. Then, in this desire in which I will love others, I will feel the Creator. It is like an exit out of myself, from a life for myself to a life for others. This isn't in a human body. The body exists like an animal. Our heart is a motor that supplies blood to the entire body. Our brain controls the animal body and nothing more. Question: what enlivens the body? We walk, sense, breathe, feel ourselves, and feel others. Isn't this called the soul? Answer: don't animals do the same? This has nothing to do with the soul. It is in none of the creatures on earth. There is a vital force that allows the body to exist. The soul is part of the Creator from above. In other words, this is a desire that has reached a state of similarity to the Creator, an absolutely selfless, devoted quality of bestowal and love. It exists outside the body of man, outside of his egoistic desire. It is an acquired, but eternal component of our spiritual self. This is the spiritual eye of a person if he has attained it, and if he hasn't, then he is an animal. Some aspire to it, some don't. But in anyone who climbed down from a tree and turned from an ape into a human being, at least in some way, no matter at what level, there is already an embryo of the soul, that is, an ability and opportunity to develop the soul. But it is buried under a huge layer of egoism. Question: how can we get to it in order to let the sprout come out? Answer: a person has no motivation for this. He considers all kinds of noble, cultural, and social impulses to be his soul, art, music, and so on. However, animals also sing. There is nothing special in this. Everything that a person develops based on the essence with which he was born doesn't belong to spirituality, to the upper force, but just represents the further development of his animal desires, inclinations, and thought. Question: does this point, the embryo of the soul, emit any special pleasure to which a person aspires? Answer: when a person really aspires to reveal his soul, he has terrible nostalgia, depression, suffering from desire, and at the same time, the inability to find the meaning of life. What I am living for, why do I live, who controls me, how can I exit the framework of this world and start to exist outside of its limitations? This is called the aspiration to attain the soul. Now, it already is manifested in many people because from generation to generation we develop and reach such states in our egoistic development that push us out of our egoistic nature. Egoism itself pushes a person out of himself, giving him negative feelings throughout his existence. Question: today, the world is being pushed somewhere by greater suffering, unemployment, robots that will come and squeeze us out of our jobs, and so on. Isn't this a kind of advancement of humanity to understand of what a soul is? Answer: of course, everything that happens in our personal and social life, in the world, in nature, and in the cosmos, happens only in order for us to get closer to the Creator, to reveal Him, to become completely similar to Him, to the point of adhesion with Him. When we replace all our egoistic desires with a desire to become like the Creator in bestowal and love for others, and through others, to Him, this will be the attaining of our soul, its complete correction. Let's leave our bodies, everything that we see and feel in our world through our five animalistic, bodily senses. There is a desire apart from this. It is initially egoistic. It must be changed to an altruistic one, to complete bestowal and love for one's neighbor, meaning, for any person, for everyone together, and for everything that is outside of you. Then, you will begin to feel the Creator in this desire to the extent of its correction. It is precisely this corrected desire from reception to bestowal, that will be called the soul. Attain your soul. From CAB TV's A Talk About Soul, the 30th of March 2017. The higher power from the point of view of Kabbalah. Question. Most of humanity is religious. They have their own impressions about the higher power, God, the Creator. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is the higher power and what is the fundamental difference? Answer: humanity has always feared something and has been afraid until today. It always tries to find some method of protection from the unexpected and cruel forces of nature. The same is said about Abraham, who was first a priest in ancient Babylonian and later discovered the higher power, called nature or the Creator, as a singular and good force that doesn't demand rituals and sacrifices. Based upon this discovery, he began to conduct research and clarification and eventually taught people as well. That is how Kabbalistic language was formed. Its foundations come from the first Kabbalist, Adam, who lived 5,777 years ago. Since the wisdom of Kabbalah developed from Adam to Abraham and from Abraham to us, it expanded its conceptual system through four languages with which Kabbalists describe the upper world. Through these languages, we gradually begin to feel what the Kabbalists felt and described. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 22nd of January 2017. Good relationships, where to start? Question from Facebook: why do you think that all problems can be solved by uniting? The Knesset directs the state, Israel. We should start with it. Answer: there is no point talking to governments and leaders who only think about how to occupy a warm seat, hold on to it, and rise as high as possible, which is the absolute opposite of what we are calling for, the goal a person should advance toward. It is better if we engage in spiritual matters and leave them to their businesses. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, the 30th of March 2017.